What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Smoking One with Trip. And it's been, probably like 3 months, I think. It's been about 3 months since y'all last heard me on the mic. Last thing we did was Trip's Cheesecake Challenge, which is on YouTube. And if you ain't seen that yet, you should go tune in and check out my boy Andrew taking down a 4.5-pound cheesecake, man. Find out how that went for him. I know I talked to him the other day, and he was talking about, like, man, I ain't even looked at a cheesecake since that day. I don't even want to hear the word cheesecake. And shit, I can't blame him. 4.5 pounds is good enough for anybody. But, it's been about 3 months since I've been, and I've had people approach me at everywhere, at Walmart, at family functions, on the street, in Little Caesars. I've had people approach me like, hey, you still doing a podcast? Hey, bro, I see you doing a podcast thing. You still on it? Hey, Trip, what's up with the podcast? When you putting out really on it though. And man, I appreciate it. I love the love, you know what I mean? To keep it a buck 50 with y'all, I really just been trying to get to the best Trip that I know I can be. And I was really fighting some things mentally, you know, and fighting some things mentally, it shows up physically, you know what I mean? Got my little pouch right now, my little pudge, and get feeling fat and shit. I have been getting a lot better. I'm, you know, getting a little more physically active, starting to eat better, just getting back to that old me that I love. I don't know, of course, if I love it, everybody else gonna have to love it. But the old Trip that I know that I could be. And I just say the old Trip because I just really been going through some things. You know what I mean? I've been in a mental rut and just not feeling myself. I've recorded episodes, to be real with y'all. I've recorded all different kind of episodes and shit and edited them and did the whole shit and then got down to it and just wasn't feeling it. And wasn't feeling it because I really wasn't feeling myself at all. And I just didn't want that to show up in my work, because if you know me, I like to do I like my shit. I'm not going to say perfect because nobody's perfect. Nobody's shit is perfect, whatever. But I just like my things to be presentable, at least. You know what I mean? I like my things a certain way. And I really had to step back and prioritize all these things in my life. And unfortunately, the podcast and just, you know, kind of fell back to the back burner for 3 months. Just 3 months. Come on, cut me some slack. It was only 3 months. It ain't that bad. but no, man, I really just been getting back to being mentally better. And when you get mentally, what am I? Why can't I think of the word right now? Mental health is wealth for sure. But when you're mentally healthy, it shows up in your physical health. And then in your physical health, I'm not just going to say physical health helps emotional well, but you get what I'm saying. They all tie in, damn it. And I've been just trying to, you know, just access that higher road, that skyline, trying to reach that skyline. If you haven't heard that by FKJ, you need to go tune in. My man FKJ on YouTube, go type him in. He come with the flows. And I don't mean rapping. I mean, he come with that real vibe music. Slap that shit on and just vibe out. But, so if you're going through some things, you know, whatever it may be, physically, emotionally, mentally, however, whatever you going through, know you're not alone. Know that Trip be going through some shit, man. Trip really be going through some shit. And I try to be the best person in any situation I'm in. You know what I mean? I'm not to say I'm never the bad guy, or not to say that I'm this perfect person, but whatever situation I'm in, I try to make sure that I'm doing what I think is right. And so to keep my conscience clear, you know what I mean? I have a real aggressive conscience, bro, believe it or not. Like, I'll do some shit and be like, damn, I shouldn't have did that. I feel hella bad now. Like, over some simple shit. And nobody really knows that. Because if you tell by me, I just be like, man, Trip don't give a fuck. But really, I'd be like, damn it, you know, I fucked up on that one. I feel a little bad about that one. And shit, to be honest with you, I'm not even like this. Doing this right here, just even telling y'all that I was going through, like, some real mental shit. And just been fighting my own demons, you know. That shit's not normal for me. I normally just don't. I don't be trying to talk about my feelings and all that. I'm not necessarily saying that I'm even talking about my feelings now, but I just don't. I don't cope that way. You know, we could talk about it all I want, but at the end, there's no action. I need actions in my shit. And that's mainly if you follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, especially. If you follow me on Snapchat, you get that exclusivity. Because Snapchat is where I do a lot more posting than Instagram and Facebook. But I went to Vegas, and that's how I cope is I'll go out and I just try and get away from it all. You know what I mean? Whether I got to go out somewhere by myself or with my peoples or whatever it is, I just go out and get away from it all. When I can't do that, I'll be playing video games, to be honest with you. I could say, yeah, you smoke weed to deal, but I smoke way too. Weed is in my daily schedule. So it's not even like I'm using weed to cope with depression, whatever the fuck, you know, whatever you want to call it. But a lot of the times I play video games, because when you play video games, there's nothing else you can think about it. I'm playing Fortnite. I'm in a fucking build battle right now. I'm not trying to think about all this other negative shit. I'm trying to kill this dude. You see the edits he doing? Come on now. I can't be thinking about all this. I got to think about the game. So I use the video game to immediate cope. And I think everybody has to have like that immediate cope. And as long as it's not something negative, you know what I mean? I'm not saying go out and do drugs for your immediate cope, but you got to find that balance. And then I'm not going to say, because like I said, everybody else's situation is different. But when I reach that certain point, and what a lot of people don't understand is those that are close to me that know that, like, bro, you're hard on me. Like, you go hard. Like, you always so rough on, or not so rough, but so tough on me. Like, you know what I mean? But what a lot of people don't understand is, as hard as I am on them, and as much as I strive for them to be the perfect them, I'm on myself 10 times as much. And, I wish it wasn't that way, but it is, you know, that's just the type of person I am. So, when I get in that rut, I really get in the rut. And like, you wouldn't be able to tell on the outward appearance, like how they say, I'm not going to say I'm all depressing. I don't like saying I'm depressed. No, I don't. So I refuse to give it a name and to give it that, you know, that stability of having something, like calling it, oh, I have depression. Nah, fuck no. I'm just in a rut right now. And I'm finna break out of that shit, but we're going to figure it out and ride it out. Really. That's really what I felt like it was. Cause I've been, man, this last year, of course, everybody went through a lot with COVID and all that shit. But along with COVID, I went through a little bit of extra shit. And it was really just about embracing it and taking that time to really, really heal. And, you know what I mean? Make sure that I'm okay before I make sure anybody else is okay. Make sure that Trip is okay and make sure that Trip is good. And I feel like I've done that. I feel fantastic, to be honest with y'all. I feel great. Like I said, I've been getting more physically active. I'm drinking water. I bought this special water bottle with the little like flavor injection things, the circle water bottle. I know those that be on like social media and shit. Y'all probably seen little ads. I recommend this motherfucker. If you don't drink water on a daily already, like heavy, and you trying to get hydrated and get your shit together, get a circle and put some flavoring in that motherfucker. And I don't even like caffeine. I don't do caffeine at all. I'm up 5-6 o'clock in the morning daily, weekends too. Even if I'm not working, I'm up 5-6 in the morning, ready to go, like trained to go. And I just don't do caffeine. Like coffee, I can't. I tweak out all the way. I tweak out I just hit the pillow heavy. Like I just start doing stupid shit. Start walking around doing push-ups and burpees in the middle of the road and shit. Just, you know what I mean? I just be on one. But they got like, they have little caffeinated cartridge things that you can choose the flavor and how intense it is. And I be slamming that little caffeine. I feel that little jolt is perfect. But yeah, that's Circle, C-I-R-C-L-E, K-U-L for anybody just trying to look it up. C-I-R-K-U-L. Go check those out. Yeah, those water bottles are dope. And the cartridges are cool. They got like 55 flavors, I think, or some shit like that. Yeah, man, I feel fantastic. I really feel emotionally, mentally, just all around better. I just feel so much better. I went out to Vegas. Two people that went with me to Vegas, exceptionally good friends, were exceptionally close to me. And three people haven't been around for more than 24 hours. And so at least to say, I did not know what to expect. I've never really been out like this with this group at all, like really been out and seen. And I really enjoyed myself, man. I really got to mentally escape and just mentally release. And I didn't tell anybody my true intentions of going out there was, you know, to hit the reset button for Trip. Good thing I didn't, because I think if I did, they would have been pressuring me even more to get all fucked up. And, you know, I got drunk as shit, but, you know, I wasn't trying to be throwing up and all that shit. But, yeah, I really used it just as a mental escape, man. And coming back, I said that I was going to get it together and we was really going to try and get to the best Trip that there is. And I feel like we're really on our way to figuring out what's the best Trip. The best Trip that Trip got. What's the best you got, Trip? That's what I'm trying to get at right now. I'm trying to give it the best I got right now. So, yeah, with that being said, I do apologize for everybody that's been waiting on content, eking for content. I know you guys just want to hear from me so bad. But, man, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. No, I'm not. I know I'm sounding like I'm finna do an intro, but I'm not going nowhere yet. No, I just want to thank everybody that's been hitting me up still asking about the podcast. Like, I know I said like that feels pressuring and shit, but it also feels like I feel the love and it gives it like a little bit more meaning. Like, okay, these people really are listening to me and these people really do want to hear me. I got people, you know, just waiting on me. My brother, I went out with my brother today. He's like, hey, you got to do a podcast, bro. You like, you haven't done one in a minute. And I ain't seen that motherfucker in like at least a month and a half. And he was saying, he was like, yeah, hey, you got to do a podcast now. Like, it's time to do something. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I feel like I'm at that stage now where I feel great about myself. And it is time to do the podcast. So here, look at alarm going off and shit. Sorry. Here we are. So I don't want nobody thinking that like, hey, Trip done stepped away. Or, you know, Trip ain't doing a podcast no more. Just know that if you don't hear from me, that Trip is just doing what's best for Trip in the long run. Trip is always going to do what's best for Trip. And excuse me. And if that means putting the podcast on the back burner and doing that, then that's what I had to do. And I think y'all will appreciate me for it, because y'all don't want to hear me on when I be on my other shit. At least I don't want to hear me when I be on my other shit. Like, I was listening to some pre-recorded things that I did, and I was just like, man, like, come on, Trip, get it together, bro. You don't even sound good. You don't even sound like you. What are you doing? And I guess, I mean, I don't know if that was just from, like, just my head being so clouded with so many other things or what it is, but, yeah. We're going to go ahead and move it on. Man, I know I said I was going to drop Tuesday Newsday, but everybody that been hitting me up like, hey, you got to do the true Tuesday Newsday, bro. Like, you keep the Tuesday Newsday, you got to do the Tuesday Newsday. So I guess I will be keeping the Tuesday Newsday. I know Ahab wants to do, Ahab's juiced about the Tuesday Newsday. Ahab wants Tuesday Newsday for sure. We're gonna get that started cracking again. And then I do got some other content things, some ideas, but like this right now is only gonna be audio. I'm only doing the audio version on this, no visual. And I think that's kind of where, I'm not gonna say where, but I was getting driven off to, because a lot of my ideas that I've been coming up with is all like YouTube, you know, YouTube content that you need the visuals and all that kind of shit. And I figured, you know what? I'm going to get back to where we started this motherfucker at, and we're just going to do audio for right now. And then we'll do a visuals, but we're going to do two total separate. So you'll get the podcast Trip, and then you're going to get the YouTube Trip. And then Tuesday Newsday, that'll be where we put it both together, and you get the podcast and the YouTube Trip. You feel what I'm saying? If not, you're gonna have to wait and see. But yeah, so that's the plan, man. Anyways, back to Vegas. I know we said, well, we was moving on from all that other talk bullshit. Man, I went to Vegas and I jumped off of the strat in Vegas, which they hold the Guinness World Record. They got this thing for, it's called the sky jump, where it's basically a big ass bungee jump. Like they tied a bungee to your back and shit, and you fucking all the way down 855 feet. And when I tell you that shit was all the way lit, that shit was all the way lit. Man, I got up there and, you know, walking up and getting ready and seeing everybody jump, and they got like the live feed cameras and all that shit. And it's nothing, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing to a pimp. I mean, you get up there and you just like, whatever, we doing this. We finna jump from up here like it's nothing. Got up there, bruh, and I get to the edge, and I'm looking over. I got my little wrist cam. I'm putting my wrist cam over the edge, like, look at this shit. Look at this shit. I'm cool, right? And I get to the edge, and she goes, all right, on the count of one, you're gonna go. And I'm like, all right. So I get to my tippy toes to the very edge, and she's like, 3, 2, 1. And I feel just a tight little tap, just a little tap. She ain't pushed me, she ain't nothing, just a little tap. She said, 3, 2, 1, go. And I said, whoop. And I jumped off, and right at that second, as soon as I jumped off, my butthole clenched so tight, like, woo. And I clenched up for a second. I said, oh, you could. I have a live feed video on USB. I got to extract it first. I got live feed video on USB, and you just see me just, like, just tense up for a second. And then I look, and I'm just like, oh, okay, we cool. Because, like, you can't see her strap. Like, you know she's strapping you up, but you can't see her strapping you up. And then she's just like, go. And if you don't go, they say if you don't go, you never going to go. So, you know, you just jump off. And that feeling when you land, that adrenaline rush is fantastic. Like, I understand why people skydiving and shit be like, you know, on such a big old high when they land. That adrenaline rush is crazy. It was an amazing feeling. Just feel free, you know. Once I jumped, bro, and then I looked down, I was like, well, shit, if I'm not strapped, this is it. But let's enjoy this while we're in the air. And it was cool. That shit was dope. We also went to the It's based on the movies Saw, you know, like where they be torturing and doing all that shit. The scary movie Saw. Yeah. It was pretty dope, bro. I think they said we got 5 out of 6 rooms, and their average rooms was 2 out of 6. That shit was lit though. I'd probably do that again, given I know all the answers now, but I go to try and, like, you know, look around a little more. I didn't get to really admire the place, I guess. I know one of the people said that I went with, they don't even remember the thing because they were so drunk on endless mimosas. But we had a blast out there, bro. I spent $300 on myself on one meal. $300 on myself. $350 if you include the tip. I gave her a $50 tip too. I bought a 6-ounce A5 Japanese Wagyu steak that's served like with a hot stone too. And if you follow me and you've seen that was $200 of food right there. $210 of just meat. Cause then I got the fries, and the fries themselves was $17. Baked in or fried in black truffle oil or some shit like that. Anyways, bruh, I lived my best life when I went out there. Man, the company, like I said, the people that I went with, I didn't know what to expect, and they were a fucking blast. We had a grand ass time. Shit, I invite them again now. That's what I'm saying. I didn't spend more than 24 hours around there. I'm like, shit, hey, invite them. Yeah, tell them, come on, we're gonna get turned up. Shit, that, and I had I killed damn near like a whole fifth of Hennessy to myself. And they were showing me some pictures that I did not remember. I still don't remember to this day. Like, I got a liquor stain on my Supreme sweater that was like $300-something. And to be honest with you, I don't remember how the fuck it got there. Like, I remember the gist of it, but I don't remember how the fuck it got there. And then they showed me another picture. I'm like tilting back the Hennessy or the thing, liquor and shit. And I don't remember none of that. And they were like, oh, well, you seem cool. You seem like you was all there. But I was not there at all. But yeah, man, we had a grand time. Went out and shot some guns, fucking AK-47s, the Uzis. My favorite was the G18. And dude knew I was wet too when I got it, because he brought it over and he goes, all right, this is the one. And I was like, oh, I've been waiting for this one, bro. And he was like, oh, I bet. So I get the Glock 18, right? And for those who don't know, that's the automatic handgun. And he even has like the shoulder strap. The stock, it's like a stock type thing that's connected to it. And he goes, all right, go ahead. And like, he must have just seen like the grin on my fucking face or something. He's like, yeah, that's a bad motherfucker, huh? I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. Ooh, this thing is dope, bro. I didn't know I was showing it that much, but I guess I was showing. Maybe I just popped a chub or something. He was like, oh, hey, bro, you just happy to shoot this motherfucker, huh? But no, that thing was dope. I shot a 50 cal sniper rifle and a M249 saw. That it's a World War II gun. I think it's World War II that shit came out. But yeah, man, it was dope. I definitely plan on going back soon once COVID restrictions lift up a little bit. Where else? We went to Morimoto's. So I think it's like a more of a sushi type spot. Pretty much everybody else I went with got sushi. But we also got like some sticky ribs, and then I got some more A5 Japanese Wagyu. That one was on point though, because they actually cook it for you. Where to the other one, when I got the 6 ounce at the other spot, they give you a hot stone right next to your meat. So you cook it yourself, and then they give you like a little dipping, a little soy sauce dipping thing. I don't think it was soy sauce exactly, but it was like their special type of little steak sauce shit, you know, and then you eat it. But it was all around just fire. But that Morimoto's A5, I think, had him beat just a little bit, because that motherfucker had, like, you know, a little crisp to the outside. And he even had just, like, a little, it was probably, like, brown sugar-ish or something. Like, you know, just a little hint of sweetness, too, to it. Oh, it was fantastic. And then don't eat the sticky ribs. Oh, I want to lick my fingers right now thinking about them. And if you really know me, you know how much I love food, especially meat. Like, I love meat. And that was the highlight. Jumping off the 85 foot, all that. Yeah. That's all cool, whatever. But that steak, that $200 steak, boy. Ooh, that's the lifetime right there. That's the lifetime chance for real. No, it's a real shit though. That was the most expensive thing I did besides gambling. And gambling, you know, I'm used to losing money. So they was like, "Oh, you lost another $100?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm losing $100 every time I stop at one of these tables, at least." At least $100. I'm throwing down twos, threes, fours, you know, trying to get these craps going. I did have a good hot streak. Shout out to the dude at the dealer at Little Caesars. He plugged me in on a good game. I came and sat down because nobody else was playing at their table. Ooh, excuse me. I was like, you know what? I'll keep you company, bro. Came out, started shooting dice and started hitting, got hot. And he was like, nah, bet this, bet that, double up on that, put that there. Only bet minimum here because you can get more here. You know, and just showing me the game and given I've known how to play, but you know what I mean? To know how to really play, like that motherfucker sits there all day. He knows how to play. So I was listening to my thing. I came up a few hundred. I think I came up like $200, $300. And another dude came down to the table. And when other dude came to the table, he looked at me and just gave me like, you know, just waved his hand over his neck. Just like, that's it. Cut it. Get out. I looked at him, gave him a wink. I was like, yep, cash me out. Cashed out, tipped him another like $7 and went about my way. But yeah, man, it was a good ass time. And now we back here to reality. I'm finna start working some more overtime and shit and getting it together. But I really wanted to just tap in with y'all and let y'all know what was really going down. Like I said, I've had a bunch of people approaching me and I've just been waiting for the right time. And you know what I mean? The right mental capacity to be doing all this shit. And yeah, so here we are. I'm checking in with y'all. Keep a lookout for the Trips Tuesday Newsday coming back. I got some other things coming out to mind. I also got a new little kind of invention type little thing that's gonna be coming out. I'm supposed to go meet my cousin next weekend actually, and he's a designer and shit. And you know what I mean? With my mind and they mind, I think we gonna work something out cool. It's gonna be dope as fuck. So keep an eye out on some new products from Trip. Ooh, speaking of new products, I bought a book today at Denials. I went to Denials, right? Me and my brother went, which I didn't even know today is National Siblings Day, and we just happened to be going out. I ain't seen my brother in a month and a half. So we went out and, you know, did our shit at Denials, and I got a book. It's Kevin Hart's book. I Can't Make This Up. And when I tell you guys, from I've only read like 17 pages, I think like 17 pages, he's had me rolling the whole time, the whole page. I think I'm just now getting to like the serious part where he's talking about his relationship with his mother. But it's a good book. I definitely recommend it. After I finish it, I'm down to give it to somebody, or, you know, let somebody finish it. You know what I mean? If you got a book for me, hey, cool. I got to be interested in that shit, though, because I got like two books over here that I ain't really I've read, or I started to read one and I ain't even touched the other. But I got to really be into that shit. You know what I mean? And for those who know, I'm really into stand up comedy and all that kind of shit. So I feel like I'm saying shit a lot, but shit, that is what it is. Shit. A good book. So if anybody wants to read it after I get done, which I'm sure that thing is like 300, 400 pages, so it's going to be a minute before I finish. But if you want to read it or go check it out yourself, do so. I think because I used to buy all my books digital, right? And I can never, ever finish them. If I buy digital, I'm reading barely. And I think just because I have the phone in my hand, you know what I mean? I got so much access to other shit right there. Like, but I'm reading this damn book on the screen. Like, I think that throws it off. So to have a hard book cover like the one I just bought and then really read it, I think that's a lot more productive to. And I might actually finish this book compared to everything else on my phone. Like, I probably got like six phones. I got a phone about like your dreams and your subconscious and shit. And I can't tell you what every other word means. It's like all using kind of scientific language and shit. And I was just like, why did I get this? But yeah, it's a great book. I recommend it to anybody. And yeah, I also bought this drinking game thing for like $2. It comes with like one pack of drinking cards containing 25 games, one pack of playing cards, one pack of forfeit cards, pad and pencil, five dice, ping pong ball, four straws, one ribbon, and full instructions. That's serious. But yeah, man, I got this thing for $2 just for some drinking games. You know what I mean? Some good times. You know, drinking games can get weird sometimes, you know? I remember one time, it was really my first time like really hanging out with like a gay dude. Like, I'm not saying like I was over there to hang out with the gay dude, but he was there and he was part of the crew, and we was a small, short, you know, small crew. So he was there and we was kicking in. It's the first time like I'm really around known, I'm not gonna say flamboyant, he's not super flamboyant, but you can tell he's gay. But the first time I'm really like associating myself around a gay dude. And I got, of course, I have no problems. No, I hope I'm not even trying to offend somebody by saying gay dude, but I don't know what else to refer to him as. But I ain't got no problems with the LGBTQ. I seen they had a few more letters added, but I don't know. I don't know what they are. But yeah, I ain't got no problem with them at all. See, I just feel like I don't know what to say, because then I say them and then it's like, is them offensive? Like, you got to choose your pronouns, I guess, now. So I don't know what to do. Anyways, my first time really being around a gay dude, we was playing a drinking game, and we started to get drunk, and he kept saying, I want some chocolate. And when he would say, I want some chocolate, I would look up and he would be looking at me. So me being the only chocolate-colored skin motherfucker in the room, I'm starting to think, like, is he fucking talking to me? I don't know how to act. I don't fucking know. I've never been in this situation. So he says it one more time. I really want some chocolate. And I was just like, I have to ask. So I was just, bro, like, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be, like, you know, offensive or nothing. I just had to ask because I want to know. When you say chocolate, are you talking about a black dude or do you want some candy? And he was like, no, bro, I really want some candy. I was like, all right, well, fuck. Like, I just want to get that cleared and out the air. Now that's out of my mind, you know, because I don't know how to act. I've never been in this situation. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what you're thinking. I'm sure you don't know what I'm thinking. So I'm trying to gauge this situation like you're trying to gauge this situation. So Needless to say, though, man, bro's cool. You know, bro was cool. It was, he was like, nah, it's all good. I was like, all right, cool. It's all good. And, yeah, it is what it is. We cool friends now. But had I not been drinking, I might have never asked that and would have just already been assuming, like, this nigga really just talking to me, telling me he wants some chocolate, and I'm the only piece of chocolate in here right now. Like, you know what I mean? But the drunk me was like, hey, nah, hell no. We're going to address this shit right now. And, yeah, you know, a lot of people would have been offended or could have been offended. You know what I mean? I could see both sides, you know. It could have went either way, but it went the way it went. Man, I had, speaking of this shit just made me think of some other shit. I had my first interaction with a known transgender. Like, people think that this shit should just be nonchalant for everybody, right? And they want you just to adapt to their lifestyle or to what's going on without really giving people a chance to, like, really understand and just process, like, okay, I'm trying not to, but it's only natural, you know what I mean, for that feeling, like, whoa, I'm talking to a trans, not, well, I shouldn't say whoa, like, talking to a transgender, but you know what I mean, like, I've never really communicated with one, so I'm really, like, watching what I say, watching what I, like, you know, watching what, and I don't know if it should be like that, but it is, you know, and, yeah, I guess it's all really just a learning experience. And really, some people don't give a fuck. I know some people just disrespectful. And I know some people who are just like, oh, you need to, you have to be, you know what I mean? I don't have to be nothing. I don't have to be nothing at all. But I choose to because, you know, that's the right thing to do. So I don't know how the fuck we got to this conversation after just talking about drinking games. But yeah, it takes it. You know what I mean? Just give some people some time to adapt. And, you know what I mean? If you're going to be different, you got to accept the fact that you're different, and you can't just expect everybody to accept you, or, you know what I mean? Give some people a time to adapt. Because when I tell you, like I said, when I was, I just didn't know how to act. Like, you know what I mean? And then you see people getting attacked all the time for saying the wrong things or doing the wrong things and stuff. It's because we don't know. This is new to a lot of us. And to you, it might be the same shit, but to us, this is new shit. And it really shouldn't be a you and a us. And it really shouldn't be none of that shit at all. But that's what it is. And the sooner we accept that and then embrace it and embrace each other, then, you know, the better it's going to be. But, yeah, I don't know how we just got on that conversation out of nowhere, Jack. Shit, I think it's because, I don't know. But, yeah, like I said, man, I was just trying to check in with y'all, let y'all know that we're not stopping the podcast. Reassure you that Trip is just going to make sure that Trip is taken care of before anything else is taken care of. Man, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Thank you for rocking with me. We got some more shit coming. Like I said, I'm feeling a lot better, so y'all better be ready to rock with me. My motivational quote for the day is, fuck everybody else and do you. That's it. Fuck everybody else and do you. Do what's right for you. Y'all have a blessed day, man. Stay blessed out there. Peace.